wish I had the song. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna put my own words. He knows all about it. He will ever. Oh man, I wish I knew the words of that song. And then she just went on and said, only a look. Only a look will turn. Say, take one look. We're going to have to learn that. Amen. Only one look. Amen. What a powerful song. Well, this is our Men and Women's Day. If you have your Bibles, turn 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and chapter 3. Chapter 2, 1 Corinthians, I want to read verses 12 all the way through verse 16, and then I'll read chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3, all right? Listen at the words that the Apostle Paul writes to this church at Corinth. He says, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't have the spirit of the world. But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which men's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And then going to chapter 3, Paul goes on to chapter 3 and he says, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you are not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. And whereas there is among you, look at what he says, envy, strife, division, are you carnal? Are you not carnal? And walk as men. On this Men and Women's Day, I want to talk about men and women having the mind of Christ. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, you should have the mind of Christ. Amen. We find that the Apostle Paul is here writing to the church at Corinth. And I know that several of you all have heard me say from time to time that the church at Corinth was Paul's most problem church. I mean, look at the hands of the mothers and fathers in here. Any mother and father here had a problem child? Well, Corinth was Paul's problem church. You see, for there in that church was some envying, there was strife, there was some division, there was carnality, and there was also fornication, just to name a few. Praise God, because I can go on. If you go back and read both of the letters, man, they had some stuff going on in Corinth that will make the proverbial hair stand up on your head. Praise God. And although Paul, and although the church at Corinth was Paul's problem church, he continued to instruct them in the things of God. Praise God. And after expounding on those things germane to the natural man and those things that are germane to the spiritual man, Paul ends, praise God, chapter 2 and verse 16 with these words. He says, but we have the mind of Christ. You see, this claim may seem presumptuous and even shocking to those who view the Christian faith as supplemental support, praise God, for ordinary human experience. Yes. But when Jesus is Lord in our lives, and each day's highest priority is given to seeking and trusting God, it is normal for Christians, praise God, to seek and to find the mind of Christ. You see, for it is with the mind of Christ that we find God's guidance for our lives. Oh yes, having the mind of Christ is the intended lifestyle of all believers. For it means that our lives have been possessed, praise God, by the living God. Amen. He has taken up residence within us. Praise God, to enlighten us so that we may walk in the light. Amen. Amen. Walk in the light, the beautiful light, down where the dewdrops of mercy shines bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. Praise God. You see, he has taken up residence on the inside of us. Therefore, we could say, as Paul writes to the church at Rome in verse 8, chapter 8, verse 14, when he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, amen, they are the sons of God. Let me see the hands of everybody in here today who is a son of God. Amen. I know some people say, well, that word son seems to be masculine. I'm feminine. Praise God. No, no. If you are a believer today, you are in fact a son of God. Amen. And that's something that you ought to be clapping about. That's something that you ought to be patting yourself on the back about. Praise God. So as we look at this thought today, men and women having the mind of Christ, that should be a question that resonates on your mind this morning. And that question ought to be, how does one get the mind of Christ? Amen. And if I can't convince you of that, praise God, by the time you walk out of here, I would not have done my job. Praise God. So how does one get the mind of Christ? Praise God. I believe I've listed three ways here, Reverend Jones. Praise God. The first way that we can get the mind of Christ is by receiving his knowledge. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you want to have the mind of Christ, you have to receive his knowledge. Amen. You see, we receive the mind of Christ from the word of God. Amen. In order for us to grow spiritually, we have to read and we have to study the word of God. I think somebody mentioned that on Sunday school this morning. Praise God. You see, God reveals himself and what he expects from us as a body of believers through the Bible. Amen. I'm talking about this thing right here. I'm talking about 66 books, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament. I'm talking about this book, 1,189 chapters, praise God. I'm talking about this book that's got 31,101 verses. Yes, I'm talking about this book that has 773,692 words. Yes, I'm talking about this book that has 3,586,489 letters. Praise God. All it is a love letter from God to us. So clearly, the Bible words are God's word. And there are more than 2,000 instances, amen, in the Bible where it is said that the words of this book, praise God, are identified as the word of God. So if you want to receive the mind of Christ, praise God, we got to get it through the word of God. If we want to get knowledge of him, we got to receive it through the word of God. Amen. So clearly the Bible can help us, amen, to know how to walk and to walk right. Not only would it tell us how to walk right, did you know that the Bible will tell us where to walk, Sister Hayes? Yes, amen. The psalmist tells us in a psalm that everybody in here ought to know, Psalm 119, verse 105. He said that thy word is a lamp to my feet and it's a light unto my path. Praise God. In other words, if you got his word, praise God, that's going to give you his mind, it is his word that's going to lead your feet. It is his word that's going to light the path, praise God, to where you have to go. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. That's it. That's all through his word. And amen. If you think that wasn't enough, David even tells us in the 37th Psalm, praise God, verse that y'all know, praise, two verses that y'all know, the 23rd and the 24th verse, when he says that the steps of a good man, you want to know where you got to go? Praise God, he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Amen. Though he stumbles and falls. Amen. Sometimes we're going to fall. Sometimes we're going to stumble. Sometimes we're going to do some things that we ought not do. But guess what? He said that he shall not be utterly cast out because his mind, he's building his mind to be the mind of Christ. Praise God. He said, though he stumble and fall, he shall not be utterly cast out because what? The Lord will uphold him with his hand.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power.